with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. There is a curious contrast between how Christians live and how the world around us revolves. Indeed, I would propose that our priorities and the world's priorities are polar opposites. And there are 3 main areas where this contrast comes into very sharp focus, namely, in money, sex, and power. Just think about the 3 vows that religious priests and nuns take: poverty as opposed to money, chastity rather than sex, and obedience instead of ego and willfulness. Several years ago, Bishop Sarton, now Archbishop of Seattle, told us priests that his salary as a bishop was exactly the same as that of us priests. And ever since then, I've never wanted to be a bishop. I mean, what's the point? Second, think about the practical consequences of abandoning celibacy and having married priests. You'd hear a lot more sermons about money. Why? Because parishioners, that's you, would have to provide financial support for a family, not for a bachelor. And third, power or prestige. The Pope has said, "No more Monsignors before the age of 65. And he decried so-called airport bishops who travel too much instead of staying in their dioceses and serving their people. You see, the life of a priest should be a sharp contrast to the values of the world. No money, no sex, no power. And when we live that way, we sort of become the gospel on 2 legs. This contrast is what's got St. Paul so fired up in the first reading today. He chastises the Galatians, saying, "Are you so stupid? After beginning with the Spirit, are you ending in the flesh?" Now be careful. By the term flesh, He is not criticizing the human body, which in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, he calls the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the body is good. Rather, by flesh, he means all the disordered worldly desires that are summed up in money, sex, and power. In other words, he wants the Galatians to catch that Christian contrast. Our values and priorities should clash with those of the world. Poverty, chastity, and obedience versus money, sex, and power. My friends, I believe this Christian contrast is not only meant for priests, but also for married people. That is, married people should also embrace a spirit of poverty, chastity, and obedience. For instance, many marriages struggle over money. Sometimes there's not enough money, and sometimes there's too much money. Some couples even sign prenuptial agreements to see who's going to get all the money if there's a divorce. Instead, practice poverty, a simpler lifestyle. Other marriages wreck on the rocks of sex or infidelity or adultery. But the consequences of physical adultery, or rather, many couples fail to see that the physical adultery is a consequence of the emotional adultery that preceded it. That is, sharing your heart often leads to sharing your body. Don't neglect your need for emotional intimacy. One husband, in dealing with power, boasted, "I always get the last word in every argument. Those words are, yes, dear." Instead of a power play to see who's in charge, seek to serve each other. Be obedient to each other. I believe that as the world becomes less and less Christian, our contrast with the world will come into sharper focus. Money, sex, and power, or poverty, chastity, and obedience. My friends, we must all become the gospel on two legs. Praised be Jesus Christ.